All right, it's day two of the Virginia Film Festival, and I'm sitting here across from Megan Ekman, the director of the Parking Lot movie, which has been getting rave reviews and was you know, shot right here in Charlottesville at a famous landmark. But it's been showing elsewhere, and you've brought it back to town. So let's talk about the Parking Lot movie, how you stumbled into it, and about your career.
Great. Okay, where should I start?
Well, you lived here in Charlottesville.
Right. Okay. Yes. So I graduated from UVA, and then I moved to New York and moved back after 5 years to Charlottesville.
And you were a video editor.
Yeah,
in
I worked
New York.
As a professional video editor in New York, mm-hmm. and. A week after moving back here, one of my friends suggested that someone should make a movie about his parking lot where he worked. He's a parking lot attendant.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I will, because I was looking for a new project. And I showed up and started recording, and it was just phenomenal. It was definitely worthy of a movie. Once I started doing interviews with former attendants, I realized it was going to be a documentary. Originally, I thought it was going to be something else entirely. And it kind of grew from there.
Okay, now when you say something else entirely, what did you think it might be?
I thought it was going to be like a short, experimental short in the style of Kevin Smith's Clerks, you know, because I went there. These guys were very like witty and sardonic and, you know, kind of at war with the customers, a.k.a. the Parkers.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of, you know, this kind of Clerks-esque mentality of us versus them.
And some of the people who are working there in the parking lot, they've worked there for years.
Yeah, that parking lot kind of gets its claws into you. There was one guy who I call the Buddha of the parking lot, and he worked there for about 11 years, almost full time that entire time. And there are people who leave the parking lot and come back and leave and come back and leave and come back. There are a lot of those as well. It's one of those jobs that has that built-in flexibility where you can go away and come right back in like you never left.
So this is your first feature.
This is my first feature film, and I learned how to make a film making this film. You know, in the middle of production, I bought a whole new video camera and had to reshoot all the other footage that I'd originally shot. And all my shots in the beginning were very shaky and bad, and I finally learned how to sit still.
Well, it's cinema verite.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to look
but
that
you
way.
Don't want to have a headache people? When you're done watching it. So, yeah, I definitely learned a lot about how making a feature film is done by doing it. And now I'm learning about marketing and distribution, the whole other aspect. So
right, well, let's talk a little bit about that, because this film has gotten quite a bit of attention. I have some friends in New York who went to go see it.
Yeah, we did have a New York theatrical run at this theater that actually was made out of refurbished van car seats and hubcaps for lights, and it was great. It was perfect. And so we've been very fortunate and very lucky that it's been so well received. We just played BFI London Film Festival, and we had three sold-out screenings with standing ovations at all three at the end. Who goes to a screening as a standing ovation? We played in South Korea. We just played in Norway alongside Chris Farina's film.
And we spoke to Chris Farina a little while ago.
Great. Perfect. And, you know, we've been playing in all these corners of the world that I never thought it would reach out there. Australia wants to do with a theatrical run. So I keep getting these opportunities as more and more people see it.
And we had a sold-out Paramount screening here in Charlottesville.
Oh, yeah.
A month ago, several weeks
it
ago.
It sold out on Monday, I believe. It was the second film to sell out of the festival. So I was, you know, pleased to hear that, of course.
And then you were also the opening feature on this season of Independent Lens on PBS.
Yeah, and that was great publicity for the film, for them to start out their season with us. And then the cool thing is the next day we launched to iTunes, and we jumped right up to number 4 on the best-selling list for our documentaries in iTunes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we've been in the top 10 now for 2 weeks since our release. Yeah.
So, this is, you know, the Parking Lot movie and the Virginia Film Festival are putting Charlottesville on the map.
True. Yes.
So are you a committed Charlottesville resident now? Are you going to stay here and look for another corner of our town to make a documentary about?
You know, I've done a lot of traveling. I was in a band, and I toured all over and played all over America, and I lived in New York. And always I find that Charlottesville is, like, really my home.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where I go, I have to come back here. So I'm definitely a committed Charlottesville resident, and I do have some other things up my sleeve.